No. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. Oh God, I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. Yeah. I mentioned yesterday the couple that's still in love after 32 years. It's remarkable. And what I mentioned yesterday, some people have questioned, do they really only have sex on Saturdays? And yes, that is the case. But it gets far more complicated than that. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, there is nothing I'm going to say today that questions the merits of what they're doing. They are the only couple that I know that have endless love. So what I was talking about yesterday, what they're doing is clearly working for them. Although, as I went into yesterday, there is a slightly questionable reason why they're staying together, but they also do still genuinely love each other. It's remarkable, isn't it? After 72 years. That'd be even more remarkable, 32 years. And they want to have sex with each other, but as they're only on weekend, only on Saturdays. The only exception to this, genuinely, is they also do the birthday blowjob, which I just thought was an old wives' tale. Where on whatever day his birthday falls, she will give him oral sex. Usually she'll do that not to completion, but on my mate's birthday, he's allowed to come in his wife's mouth, which is not disgusting. It's lovely, isn't it? It's a lovely birthday treat, isn't it? It's been like this since they got together at 18. So up until 18, he was a kid looking forward to balloons and presents and cake on his birthday. And then after 18, he's looking forward to ejaculating into someone's mouth. It's a special event, isn't it? From blowing out candles to blowing out his penis into his wife's mouth. Such a very special birthday thing. And in both instances, genuinely, he does turn out the light. And this isn't bullshit. It sounds like bullshit. It isn't bullshit. As he's coming into her mouth on his birthday, he has said to me in the past, he does make a wish. He makes a fucking wish. Anyway, the Saturday sex thing is interesting, isn't it? And I'm not saying this to share their sex life. Obviously, that's bullshit, isn't it? That's exactly what I'm doing. But more as a public service. If you've been together for a while, not having the sex with each other very often, then this may be the secret. And I swear this is all true. This is what they do. So the first thing that they do is they run a bath. And they both get in the bath and wash. And that's it can only be a good thing, right? When you've been with someone a while, the absolute scrupulous nature of your personal cleanliness does sometimes suffer, does sometimes go down the toilet, doesn't it? Literally. we're talking tiny details. I'm not saying you're an animal, but unless you're an animal and you smell something during sex that you shouldn't, that could be the end. And often is, and often should be, the end. There are sometimes absolutely no second chances. Why should there be? I'm not saying it's fair. It's just the way it goes, isn't it? It's an unspoken rule. Don't fart during sex or I'll dump you. Life isn't fair. That's the rule. I mean, I would imagine, not that I've ever done this, as far as I can remember, but even if you're shitting into each other's mouths during sex, don't fart. Just because someone, if someone asks you to shit into their mouth, it doesn't give you carte blanche or carte brune to fart. Don't assume, is what I'm saying. It makes an ass out of you. And your fart, you know. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel it. Keep it in. Anyway, the point is they're clean, which is good. But in the bath, they then They then shave their genital region so they're absolutely smooth, which is, you know, debatable, I guess, whether this is a good thing. And by debatable, I mean it's a debate you'd always come up on one side of, because, you know, if you were asked on Family Fortunes or Family Feud in the US, name something hairy that you'd lick that aren't your genitals, you wouldn't be able to name anything, would you? Of course I don't want to lick something that's hairy. Don't be so disgusting. Anyway, that's off the subject. Kind of. The point is, they shave each other. They shave each other's genitals. I swear this is true. That's fucking remarkable, isn't it? The anticipation that's building up. I feel it coming, babe. And you're shaving each other's genitals. But you can't have sex. Also, the level of trust there, particularly from her, I think. You know, would you do that with your partner? That shows a level of trust that is borderline psychotic. Coming, I feel it coming. So they're clean and shaved, they go into the bedroom, and they all start with oral sex. He will go down on her, and she will, well, I can't really say go down, because he kind of comes up. But let me explain. She has a bad back, right? This is true. So she wants to sit upright while she gives him oral pleasure. That's fair enough. So they have a chair in their bedroom, which is almost exactly the right height for the blowjob. The bed's not the right height at all, apparently. Oh man, I can't concentrate on playing the piano. Anyway, so they found out early doors that he needs to be about an inch higher for complete comfort. So every time they do this, for 32 years and counting, to non-completion or to completion on the birthday. Not fucking with you. He will slip on a pair of her high-heeled shoes. I'm not fucking with you. This is what happens. This is what goes down. This is what goes down in the sex life of the only couple who still desire each other and want to be with each other. After 32 years. So laugh all you want, but they have won and you haven't. They have the secret to keep their sex life alive after 32 years. The little talked about wash, shave each other, high heels, blowjob method. They have the secret. Every other piece of sex advice I've ever heard is complete bullshit. These guys have the secret. So many duff pieces of advice around your sex life. All keep it alive by surprising each other. It's bullshit, isn't it? After 32 years, you have more chance of surprising a blind turtle. Dress up nice, wine and dine. You've seen every possible outfit on each other. You've eaten every possible piece of food. You've drunk every single glass of wine. The only thing wine does to you after 32 years is make you even more sleepy. That's all you want to do, isn't it, after 32 years? Sleep. You came to a choice between sex with your partner and death. Death every time, wouldn't you? Sex with your partner of 32 years, that is absolutely disgusting. What are you suggesting? What an awful thought. Be like having sex with a close family member. Doesn't work, no advice will work to rekindle it. As the saying goes, you can't revive a turd. It's all bullshit. So spread the word. All you have to do to keep the romance alive is be clean, clean shaven. And the perfect height for oral sex using different high-heeled shoes. And then I asked my friend the final killer question. Do you mind each other farting during sex. And my mate's wife said, "Ugh, yeah, it's gross, definitely. If he ever farted, that would be it." This is from a woman, remember, who is happy to have her husband shave her vagina and stick on her high heels for BJ hype purposes. Never fart, guys, never fart during sex. Think about this next time you have sex. Don't fart. Don't fart. Don't fart. Don't fart. Oh God, I think I'm going to do it. Oh God, I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. Oh God. Lost love.